we have the biggest star ever. The
greatest. I'm not a big star. I'm not the biggest.
You're not
You're not a star at all.
They call me the biggest. I'm all right. I mean, people know me locally, but
didn't think he was talking about you, Frida.
Wasn't you. Sorry.
Hey, Jennifer, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Jay Hud's in the building.
That's right. Hot.
Oh, looking fabulous.
Look at you in here in the crop top, you little sexy thing.
Aren't you getting tired of people coming up telling you how good you look? Because you know that.
You know, well, thank you, but it's like, gosh, y'all, it's been 4 years.
Yeah.
Ain't gained none, ain't lost none.
That's what's up.
I'm just the same, guys.
There you go.
But, you know, but I appreciate it. And
no doubt. Well, I'm appreciating you working on a new album, tentatively titled J-Hud.
J-Hud, that's okay.
So how long does it take for you, like, to put a masterpiece together?
Ooh, you know what? This go-round feels very similar to my first album, and it took like a year and a half.
Wow.
And I'm still going right now and recording this album. And Clive likes, his strategy is like to record down to the last second, and sometimes that last song is like your biggest moment.
Right.
So that's what,
because that was my next question is, how do you determine what goes on the album? Because I know you do a number of them.
Yes.
A number of cuts.
Yeah.
I mean, who makes that decision? Do you have final say?
For the most part, like, the label gets that say so. You know, it's like basically throwing all your wishes into the wish list basket.
Right.
And then, like, okay, what I get for Christmas? You know? What I get?
Right.
That's what it's like for me, at least. I think it's different for every artist.
Yeah.
But Clive gets to say so, and then now Peter Edge, and then, you know, so it's like about... That's why on this album, I'm like, I ain't singing nothing if I don't like it.
Right.
That's how it is for me.
All right, you know? So off the beaten path question. Are you happy now? Are you, everything's going good now? With this?
I am in a beautiful space. Right. I mean, I'm good. So blessed, you know what I mean? And that's what this album reflects for me.
Right.
You know, it's to show, like, my growth and through my experiences and to know, you know, I'm here and I am in a very, very good place.
Yeah. Okay, let me ask you, because you look great. I just had a baby 3 months ago, and you have a 4-year-old.
I have a 4-year-old.
Yeah, so let me ask you, are you going to have more kids? Because, you know, when you, now I'm all pissed off because I got to lose this 20 pounds and it's taking forever. And I'm like, I'll never do it again, but for other reasons. But I'm just saying, are you going to, you know, have more kids?
I'm considering it. I want a little girl so bad.
I did too, but look, it took me 3 times.
See,
don't go that long.
See,
don't do
no,
that many times.
No, because if I have another and it's a boy, that's it.
That's
okay?
it. That's
but,
how you do it.
You know, again, I'm the type of person, I'm grateful for whatever, and what's meant to be will happen.
Yeah.
So I'm right.
I would let you have my daughter,
Chandler,
but I love her. Yeah.
So. Aww. She's a little big now, anyway.
All right, so when are you getting married?
Huh?
I know you. Listen. I'm just asking.
When I do,
yes,
then y'all won't be asking me that question no more. But again, I'm all about timing. David ain't going nowhere. And ain't going nowhere.
Oh, you got a song.
At the end of the song, that's what
is that what it's about?
Everything is true.
All right,
he ain't moving. And we ain't going nowhere.
I got you.
And, you know, it's a matter of taking out.
I like this story. Check this out, y'all.
What's in the heart? Ooh. me. And I summer Barcelona, Monaco, I be. Cat slave on the Gold Coast doing the most. We pop a gold bottle, 20,000 toes. Send a busy up, he can take a walk in the moon. My watch got it showing in the middle of June. And we kick it on the water when it's out in the street. On the yacht, somewhere south of Paris. Get money, I'll let you get the black card if you play you all right. Make you shine on sight in the day or night. I could never be a bandit to say I be. But I could be feeling that the wood be good. In a drop top bar downtown, getting to it. Let you have it like a true dope boy should. The neighbors all hear you when I'm doing something to it. Cause we wake them all up, wake up, tell them all up. Yeah.
You know, your voice is just so flawless. And,
Thank you so much.
I stroke you all the time when I see you, but I have to tell you it is.
Thank you so much.
Because I hear people and I'm going like, oh, they missed that note. When you go in the studio and you do a record, are you like a first taker or are you like, really?
Normally,
you don't do like 80 takes?
No. That's even, I mean, across the board. Because I like to do what's real. Like with acting, I don't act, I react. So catch it off the bat. You know what I mean?
There you go.
Singing, that's what I do.
Yeah. Stand, that's my philosophy.
Yeah, stand flat for the thing. You know?
Yeah, because you know, listen, a lot of times your very first take is the best take.
You know what? I don't mean to go way back because I'm so over it, but when I did Dreamgirls and I recorded, and I'm telling you that was one take.
Yeah. What? You are lying.
I'm telling you.
You are lying.
I am telling you. No, I'm telling you. Shut probably
up.
Was.
Shut up. Goodness.
Are you kidding me?
He said, I'm telling
that's
you.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
That's amazing.
You see that humor? You're just not
getting it. I got it now.
She missed it. She missed it.
All right, so listen, this album, when is it going to be done?
It should be done. I think I have like maybe one, two more cuts to go, but they keep throwing them at me, and I'm okay with that. But it should be out by mid-August, I want to say.
Oh, cool. So so do they put pressure on you, like, got to have this album by this such and such time, and so on and so forth? Because that can destroy the creative process.
That can, but it's not happening in this situation, so that's good.
Yeah.
Everybody here is talented. We can help.
Okay.
Oh, Frida's
come back up.
We're not going to say
it. I can't describe when you're in the sky.
Here's what we do.
Turn off.
We turn the mic off.
But you know what? This album ain't even about right notes. It's about that energy.
Thank you.
You ain't got to be right or wrong.
We got some samples of some of the album. This cut, Dangerous. Did you write this? Or?
No, I didn't write it, but I love this song. It's one of my favorite ones.
Let's try it. Too.
Man, these joints, they feel so, I don't know, it's like
I want to work out, too.
I mean, it's just, I don't know, it's like you're too young for it, but it feels like a soulful, You know what I mean? Like a refreshing sound.
Let me say this. It's kind of mixed. You know, I'm from today. You know, I grew up with it, I'm in it with everyone else and all my peers. But my love is old school. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if you hear that To Be Real influence, that To Be Real.
Somebody just tweeted that.
That's like that's the music that got me in love with music.
Who's producing?
On this song, I want Jim Beam's produced.
Okay,
I work with him a lot.
But the first one had the same feel too. That,
but see, in the songs I didn't write on this project, I was able to help produce my own vocals and what I call Jennifer-ize the songs. You know? And it's like, so those little nuances you hear that reminds you of that old school feel, that's me. Like, again, like, I'm from today and I listen to everything of today and I'm influenced
by
it.
And you say old school, but it comes off refreshing.
But
that's
Jennifer.
It is.
Yeah, you go. Jay Hutt, you know, I mean.
So now, did you write He Ain't Going Nowhere?
He Ain't Going Nowhere. Pharrell wrote that, but I got to do my own thing to it.
Gotcha.
The songs I wrote, Walk It Out.
Right.
And it's a song on the album, but that's not on the sample. It's called Moan.
Okay.
That I wrote, but
wait, what?
Wait till you hear
grown?
It. Moan.
I thought it was
Moan. When you hear it, what? I'm not going to even. I'm not going to say Moan. But you're going to be like. That and make it this.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right. Okay. I can't
wait to
hear that.
It's
he ain't going nowhere.
You should listen to the your boyfriend say and search high and low inside his dirty mind. Then concentrate on making his heart brave. Find your treasure. Make it last forever now. Get what you want in my pleasure. Leave no one. Y'all come together.
You know what?
Groove.
I know we're running out of time here, but
yeah,
I know you're gonna play the whole album before she leave. Can we talk to her?
No, when she get the album done, she got to come back so we can play the whole album.
That was fire right there.
Thank you. So again, like you hit those. Me and Pharrell was definitely keen on that. He like you got to get what we call the freight train. That's what we call
it. That beat was banging.
And then that beat.
That bass.
That's what a Pharrell track
does. That's what it does.
But I like that little guitar riff in there. That was
felt like the Essence Fest. It just like
now. Are you doing any ballads on the album?
Yes, of course. That's a huge part of life.
Right,
but
so you balance.
The song Moan, when you hear Moan, it's going to take you somewhere. So again, in those spaces, it's like when it's a ballad, it got to really mean something.
Now, I know you're not in town all the time to come on the show, but when the album is done, I want to play every cut. If you can make an effort to come in studio.
I would love to.
And just kind of host the show and we play your music.
I would love to do that.
You know, because I know we're running a little bit out of time, but I'm excited about this. What I'm hearing right
Thank
here,
you.
I can't wait for it to be done.
We're
big J Hutt fans at
Thank
the Russ Park
House.
We really are on the show. And because you're always just, and I don't know if it's just because you're with us and we're on the radio, but you're always so nice.
And humble.
I don't know
and
no
real.
Other way to be, y'all. This is me.
You're
we
so real.
Follow her home and see if it's like
why.
That.
That's
she walked out of there.
Album.
Bitch, you almost hit me.
Oh, no.
You driving too fast.
Bitch. Pop the brake.
Yeah. Oh, my God. No.
Hey, behind closed doors. No.
No.
That bitch going to ask me when I'm getting married. That ain't none of your business. Cuss that bitch out.
All right.
That just sounded fool.
You used the B word three too many times.
Yeah.
Three too many times.
Always looking for
No. So we're looking forward to the J Hutt album. This is that's a tentative title right now.
J
you might change
and
it.
That's why it's called J Hutt, because I want people to get to know my person. Like I put so you know the celebrity figure, but the girl.
Yeah.
This is who I am.
Sometimes we feel like we know you because you're so humble, you're so Thank down you. To earth and you're consistently like that.
Thank you.
So it can't be an act.
No.
Because I know actors.
If I ain't changed by now, I ain't gonna
you ain't gonna
change. What you see is what you get.
Here you go. Let's give J Hutt some love, y'all.
I want that sample too.
Michigan's now. We off this month.
101.1 The Wiz.